Good morning, student. Let's extend for the handout class materials of recruitment and selections. Further from the previous lecture in the human resource management in tourism and hospitality business of the Kidman program, Gazetta University. Let's start it with the slide number 6. Recruitment source. So when we talk about the recruitment source of business organizations, it's comprised of two channels, which is internal and external. What does this mean, internals? For example, let me give you 40 examples. Example, if you are one of the airline company, and since the previous director general already get retirement, which is after 60 years old, that means this top level is already retired. So once the channel, which is the organization, which is the allies, can find the top boss of this organization, it's find the qualified persons, which is maybe come from the deputy director general or any other persons who are the currently employee of the organizations, who is qualified enough to appoint him or her to acquiring for the positions of director general, which is already retired. This is the examples of internal source. Or if you want to find a branch manager, for example, within this COVID situations, if the branch manager some branch manager that gets the sick leave, which is the sick leave, it's more than 3 months, which means for many in some cases can destroy for such a kind of the smoothness of company business operations. You may find another persons who appoint another persons who qualified enough to be the branch manager handles pursuing for this positions to substitute for such a kinds of manager who just too long sick leave. Yet in case of finding any particular qualified person within the organizations to fill in the job vacancy, which is available by this second example, it's also the examples of internal recruitment. That's by this explanation, it means that internal recruitment, it's maybe, in another words, we can explain that internal recruitment maybe, we can explain in the sense of promotions, vertical mobility of some positions, which is maybe the opportunity of someone to qualify for the higher positions. This is the internal source. Another source for recruit employee, that's mean in the parenthesis also discuss employee relocations, glass selling. Another source of recruitment is external sources. You can find it really often when you open the jobdb.com or any classifying channels. This is the examples of external source. For example, after graduations, you're going to find the jobs. You apply yourself and attach the resume and the application form to that company. These are also external source. It gets the business company or the hotel find the new employee from conceptually the business company or the hotel or the airline acquiring the new staff from such a kind of person from labor market which is not currently serving the company employee. That means you find employee to fill in the vacancy or available positions from external persons, which is a simple platform, as you know, when you after graduations you apply for the jobs, or some cases some business company visit the campus recruitment that you can see in many cases, job fairs of the Setsat University, which is many business company. They launch for the booths to recruit the qualified students, which is match with the specifications about the requirements of that position that the company want and recruit them to be the staff. These are the examples of external sources. That's why by the principle, the recruitment source can be possible for both internal and external. When we talk about after, we know that the source of recruitment is comprised of two channels, which is internal and external. In the next slide, which is slides number 7 and slides number 8, we're going to talk about the pros and cons, which is the advantage and disadvantage when the company made a consideration to recruit a new staff to fill in the vacancy or available positions. คำว่า vacancy หรือ available positions แปลว่าตำแหน่งงานที่ว่างลง Let's see for the slides number 7. The advantage of internal recruitment. The first advantage is the morale is increased. Why the morale is increased? จริยธรรมศีลธรรมหรือความ spirituality ของพนักงานเพิ่มขึ้น Why the morale is increased? Because what? Because if you make the internal recruitment, as I discussed earlier, recruitment in one sense, from internal recruitment in one sense, we can explain that in the sense of this is the vertical mobility of the existing staff of the company. That means since you recruit from internal source, it is the opportunity to increase the morale of the staff. Therefore, that's the kind of employee of the company who already exists with the company, serving the company, they may realize themselves that personally, if I showing express for a qualified working performance is maybe one day in the future, after any higher position is available from resignations or from retirement, it may be my opportunity potentially if my competence or skill or working performance is qualified enough, it's going to be my opportunity to be promoted as the vertical mobility. This may becomes to be the organizational culture of the company employee that yet everyone as the culture, if you can show or express the qualified working performance, it's maybe possibly you're going to get vertical mobility promoted to be a higher positions. This is also possible. The second is knowledge of records. Simple speaking by the logic. You're going to know, since you recruit from internal source, that means you recruit from the current pursuing employee serving the company. That means the working records of that person is already records from the previous years. That means you have the opportunity to know more about his qualifications, his working performance, and you may track with the job specifications and the job descriptions that we already learned from the previous chapters. Do this person is fit well with the position which is reproposed? For example, you're going to recruit for the positions of the restaurant manager outlet if you are the hotel organizations. If you want to recruit from the positions of the assist restaurant manager, which is comprised of five persons, you have, by the organizational structure, you have five assist restaurant manager. Yet, you can know exactly for the working records of these five persons, which one is qualified the most. Because his or her working performance and his qualifications, specifications is already records. The third is, the chain effect of promotions. The chain effects of promotions is, if we trace back, it's related to the concept number one, which is the morale increased. That means the chain effects of the promotions. That means it can build up the spirituality of working of the people within the organizations or current employee. They're going to realize themselves that, yeah, if I working performance is qualified enough by the culture, it's our opportunity to get vertical mobilities in the future. This is the chain effect. That means the chain effect. After he explains by merge with the concept number one about the morale increase, it may be the chain effect, it may be this can increase the working spirituality or the perceived organizational support for them. The next is need to hire at entry level. If you make the internal recruitment, that means in the sense that we already discussed, you already promote the current existing employee to fit to serve the vacancy or availables of a higher positions. That means the positions that this employee already currently pursue, it's going to be available. So it is the duties of the HR or the organizations to recruit from external source to fit with the entry of level, right? That means since you recruit the new one to fit in the new entry level, it's going to be the opportunity. The advantage of this sense is means you're going to get the new idea or the staff which is prompt to learn for the new things, because in the entry level, that means everything is new to learn. That means it's going to be better for the company to recruit from the external persons. That means for many cases, when the company make recruit, especially for the positions of the junior staff, for example, receptionist at the front desk, or the flight attendant, while most of the cases, company recruit from external source because the company want to equip the idea, the new platforms of working. Since the company want to give the new platforms of working and cultivate the new idea, that means it's going to be better if the company select from the external persons. That means needed to hire at the entry level. That means if you already recruit from internal source, that means in a sense you promote the people to the vertical mobility. That means the positions that he or she currently pursue, it's going to be available. That means the company needed to recruit from external source or external recruitment to fit in the positions of the entry level or junior staff. That means this is the opportunity for the company to get the new idea. This is accordingly to the example that I already discussed. The next, usually faster and less expensive. Yes, it's faster for sure, since these items is mainly related to the concept of number two, or knowledge records. Since you have already records of the staff, which is how about their working performance, that means it's going to be faster. You can, the HR or the company management can make the faster considerations which one among the five of assist restaurant manager is qualified the most to fit well with the positions of restaurant manager. That means it's very fast, it's faster because you already have their records and qualifications. You can track the job specifications that you want to recruit with the specifications of the five assist manager, which one is fit well the most. Yes, it's faster and less expensive. It's cheaper because what? It's no need to the company to pay the money for the newspaper channel or the web jobs recruitment website channels, or it's no need for the hotel to pay money for the recruitment agency to find a new position to fit in. That means it's less expensive. That's all for the advantage of internal recruitment. So please do the other columns. The other side, recruitment from external source is also an advantage as well. What is the advantage of external recruitment. Let's say, the applicant pool is bigger. Yes, by the simple logic talking, it's going to be better since the choice is more, right? That means, this is the simple logic.เหมือนเราเวลาที่เราจะหาแฟนนะมีตัวเลือกให้เยอะมันก็ดีกว่ามีตัวเลือกให้น้อยใช่ไหมอะไรประมาณอย่างเงี้ยนะ It's gonna be the advantage of the external sources mean the applicant's gonna be the pool of people that mean you the company have more choice for example when you recruit the flight attendant the company recruits 100% per batch of this year's it's maybe 500,000 people apply for that mean you have many upper bigger choiceFor select the best, this is the simple logic. The bigger choice, the bigger amounts of people in choice, it means bigger opportunity to select the best. And the next advantage of the external source recruitment is new idea or contact. Yet, within the same sense,that I already discussed, since you recruit people from the external source,For example, let me give you for one example. Some company in some positions, let me rest you for one example of one TV channel. I'm not mentioned to the specific names, but one TV channel which is established for more than 50 years.Which is currently the company itself facing with the digital disruptions. That means the participant or the consumer who see the TV is lower dramatically. That means made the business of TV channel get really dropped down. So this TV channel try to find a way how to improve my company to be strong in this competitive of digital disruptions, how to call some customer back to see the TV.Since this TV channel already considered for this idea, the company already decide for recruit the positions of the top executive. This top executive, actually, he used to be an experienced long-term for the Google company management staff. That means that this TV channel really trusts in his ability that by the person which is well experienced in the digital media,more or less for the long time experience of this person is going to be contribute to business developments of our TV channel. That means at the end, this TV channel consider to recruit these people to be the directors of this TV channel. This is the ideas of the new idea or contact. The next of advantage from external source is decrease internal infighting.That means if we comparing with increase of morale and chain effect, which is I discussed earlier about the advantage of internal recruitment, which can increase the spirituality of workings of the staff, make the staff realize themselves that if I working, I try to contribute hard working, it's going to be my opportunity to promote. ในโลกนี้ทุกอย่างเป็นดาบสองคม If we adjust the situation in the other side,Not only for recruitment from internal, it's not only increase morale and increase working spirituality, but within the same time, if we adjust this concept in the other perspective, it's also increase the internal fighting of the staff. The staff may fight to each other, which one gonna work the best. Sometimes it's maybe to the border that.It's down to not only working the best, but working with fight to each other, which is at the end, this may be not good for the company itself. That means if the company change the other perspective by recruit from external source, this may be flipped, changed the side to be the advantage, which is it can decrease the internal fighting of the staff. ทุกอย่างในโลกนี้เป็นดาบสองคมใช่ไหมนะYes, this is the advantage and disadvantage of internal and external recruitment. Sorry, this is the advantage of internal and external recruitment. Let's see for the slide number 8, which is disadvantage of internal and external recruitment. Let's listen from the next clip.